Well, let's just jump in there. We'll start with verse 1, which is in the key of G, and here are the first four measures, including the two pickup notes that lead us into it. I'm starting off with my first finger on the 2nd string 3rd fret. We'll play that, followed by the 1st string open. And then I grab a chord. This is my 3rd finger on the 6th string in the 5th fret. And that's a G. My 2nd finger's on the 3rd string in the 4th fret. And then my 1st finger is barring the 1st 2 strings 3rd fret. Altogether, that's a G chord. We'll pinch the 6th, 3rd, 2nd and 1st strings together. Now notice also, I'm palm muting the bass strings in my picking hand, and that gives us a better separation between the chord line and the bass line. Also, if you can use a thumb pick, that will actually make the effect more pronounced. So anyhow, we'll pinch 6th, 3rd, 2nd and 1st, then with a thumb pick play the 4th string, and then go back and pinch the 6th, 3rd, 2nd and 1st again, and then thumb pick back to the 4th string. That's measure 1. From here we jump up to a bar chord. My 1st finger is barring the entire 5th fret. My 2nd finger is on the 2nd string in the 6th fret. My 3rd finger is on the 3rd string in the 7th fret. And then my 4th finger, which is my smallest finger, is on the 1st string, also in the 7th fret. I will pinch the 6th and 1st strings together using my thumb pick and the middle finger. Then right after that, you'll hear the index finger plucking the 2nd string, and then the thumb pick will come down and play the 4th. After that, I need the 1st string again using my middle finger of the picking hand. Then give me the 6th string again with the thumb pick, and then release only your 4th finger from the fretting hand. Play the 1st string, which should now be the 5th fret, part of that bar. So far I've measured 2, where we have this bar chord. We should have this. Then thumb pick, play the 4th. Take everything off, play the 3rd string open with the index finger. We're now moving our hand down to 1st position, where we will grab a C chord. And that will be the beginning of measure 3 of verse 1. So let's take a look at that.